Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 14th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share a portion of God's Word with you on this beautiful Monday morning to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's what we enjoy doing. Today's message is titled, Keep Honoring. And just a portion of a very familiar commandment from Exodus 20, verse 12.
Honor your father and your mother.
Yesterday, Pastor Bob got everyone's attention by introducing a sermon with this simple but unusual question. Will everyone who is the son or daughter of a mother please raise your hand? I could ask the same question today of each reader, although I can't see your hands. No matter how much our childhood backgrounds differ, this is one truth we all have in common.
A fundamental law God established early on is that we honor our parents. In the Ten Commandments, the first commandment dealing with human relationships simply states, "Honor your father and your mother." The Lord Jesus and the Apostle Paul both repeat this commandment in the New Testament.
For growing children, honor is primarily expressed in love and obedience to our parents. Among the first verses many of us teach our children is the verse that states, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." That's in Ephesians 6, verse 2.
For grown children, honor is primarily expressed in our love, esteem, and respect toward our parents. Joseph demonstrates this when, after his long separation from his father, he saw Jacob from afar, and he threw his arms around his father and wept for a long time. Genesis 46, verse 29. Our honor is also expressed by the responsible way in which we raise our own children. The way we conduct our lives is a very important means by which we reflect honor toward the parents who raised us.
Even when our parents pass on, we should still seek to appropriately honor them. Both of my parents have passed away. In several weeks, my niece is getting married, and all my siblings will be together for the first time since my mother's death in late 2005. I've been going through my mom's remaining sentimental papers and photos to distribute them among her four children. As I carefully go through her valuables, I have cause for honor.
What about you today? Are your parents living? Do they need a call, a visit, some expression of love or appreciation? Have you presented them with a written tribute concerning your love and esteem? Well, we bring this subject up periodically, and regular readers may note this. We've heard from a number of readers who've done this exercise and found it to be a rewarding experience, not only for a parent or parents, but also for themselves, as they poured out stored up treasures from their childhood memories.
Take the time and make these contacts, especially if you've not done so for a while. Hopefully all of you did so yesterday. Mother's Day and Father's Day are special days on our calendar, but in God's Word, no specific day or time is assigned for the honoring of our parents. It is God's will that we live our lives in a manner that brings ongoing honor to our father and mother. If your parents, like mine, are deceased, honor their memory and thank God for them. And I earnestly hope your children honor you, for that is a priceless blessing.
Let's pray together. Father, we count our family as the most sacred relationship given us on earth. You placed us in family units so that we can be nurtured in love, increase in stature and wisdom, and learn responsibility in small and big ways. We give thanks to you for your express love shown to us through our parents. For those whose parents were absent physically or emotionally, we're so blessed and reassured to know that you are a father to the fatherless, and your love is all sufficient to meet our deepest longing and to mend our broken hearts. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for joining me today. And thank you, podcast listener, for joining us. Whenever you happen to listen to this, we're preparing this about 11:30 in the morning on Monday the 14th, but we know it will be read over the next several days and then beyond as well. We hope it's a blessing to you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a lot of additional materials on our site today, some photos, some reflections of our experience that Brooke Seen wrote concerning our daughter Esther's citizenship ceremony on Friday. We wrote about last Friday, and some other materials as well. We hope you will enjoy. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged today.